In Washington, lawmakers are taking a look at legislation that could alter the way law enforcement and justice are carried out in rural Alaska. Earlier this month, Alaska Senator Mark Begich and other state leaders testified before the Senate Indian Affairs Committee at a hearing about the Alaska Safe Villages and Villages Act of 2011. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has more.
The act aims to give rural Alaska communities more tools to combat their high rates of substance abuse, domestic violence, child abuse, and suicide. Last week, Senator Begich testified before the committee about the proposed legislation, which would put more power and responsibility in the hands of local people.
Dealing with the realities of crime in rural Alaska Native villages requires comprehensive and innovative solutions, which include the ability to access the resources and tools they need to promote the well-being of these communities.
The act would provide funding for up to 9 Alaska Native tribes to participate in demonstration projects, allowing tribes to establish tribal ordinances, create and strengthen tribal courts, and impose their own sanctions on violators. Senator Lisa Murkowski also spoke before the committee. She said Alaska's geography presents serious challenges to dealing with law enforcement, and lawmakers need to think outside the box, particularly when dealing with the alcohol and violence-related crimes that have become commonplace in bush villages.
We cannot leave our villages behind. We cannot leave our communities in fear. We cannot leave our families carrying the burden of the stories of devastation and ruin that have come to them because of incidents that have been unchecked that we could have resolved.
The legislation is broadly supported by the Alaska Native community and the Alaska Federation of Natives. AFN passed a resolution in support of the bill during their 2011 convention. Ralph Anderson, Bristol Bay Native Association president and co-chair of the board of directors of AFN, also testified at the hearing. He explained to lawmakers that S-1192 would help clarify the extent of tribal authority in Alaska, which, because Alaska tribes do not have land-based jurisdiction, has been unclear up to now.
We're not advocating for the creation of Indian country in Alaska. I want to make that very clear. We are advocating and think it makes enormous sense to allow tribes to handle some explicit and specific types of problems in their villages and to clearly define what those types of cases are.
Cases about alcohol and abuse are the ones Anderson thinks should be dealt with more efficiently through tribal ordinances and courts, Anderson explains.
For too long, law enforcement in rural Alaska has been underfunded and in many small remote villages virtually non-existent. The Alaska state court system does not reach out far enough or fast enough for many of our remote, isolated villages.
Joe Masters, the commissioner for the Alaska Department of Public Safety, also testified before the committee. He expressed concern that the legislation contains ambiguous provisions that could be counterproductive.
Dividing the state into jurisdictional project areas subject to separate rules, separate court systems, is not a practical approach for the long term. Rather, programs addressing law enforcement training, programs for technical and programmatic support to village and tribal councils, and programs directed to regional and community efforts are all areas where the federal government can truly be part of the solution.
The state of Alaska does not support the bill, citing concerns it could usurp state authority. Senator Begich introduced the legislation back in June. The next step for the bill is a markup in the Indian Affairs Committee and an official review of the legislative language. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.